The Bush administration faces another delicate political negotiation over North Korea. We'll hear about that in the next half hour of All Things Considered. But first, there may be an upside of sorts to global climate change. The world's glaciers and Arctic regions are showing signs of melting, but as the ice recedes, it is uncovering ancient artifacts that people dropped thousands of years ago. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports.
On Russia's remote Zhukov Island, anthropologist William Fitzhugh has been digging up clues about Siberia's past. Fitzhugh, a scientist at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, was exploring a pile of dirt and frozen plants that had been uncovered in the Siberian summer.
I was digging down through this stuff for about a week or 2 weeks, and literally it's like banging your hammer on your, on a frozen cement floor.
Fitzhugh noticed some yellow-colored fibers poking through the frozen dirt.
And gradually, by squirting water and melting it a little more, I realized that what was coming out of the ground was the top of a basket.
Researchers later determined the 6-inch basket was woven 4,000 years ago. Because the basket was in near-perfect condition, it gave scientists much more detailed information about the daily lives of the people who called this island home.
Any organic materials that can be preserved going back more than a couple thousand years can be tremendously important for archaeology because we just don't often see that material in the record anywhere.
Scientists are now finding all kinds of objects as glaciers and tundras begin to melt. James Dixon, an anthropologist at the University of Colorado, says the objects decay rapidly when exposed to the air. To find them quickly, before this happens, he and a colleague developed a digitized map covering part of Alaska. The computer program matches places where glaciers are melting with likely routes taken by early Americans. The resulting map gives Dixon and his team a good place to look.
We're finding arrows with complete shafts with the feathers still attached, sinew lashing, bits of clothing, even pouches and nets and hats and trail food.
In Canada's Yukon, the finds have been even more spectacular. Greg Hare, an anthropologist with the Yukon Provincial Park System, has picked up more than 130 objects in the past 5 years, from 90-year-old horseshoes to 7,000-year-old hunting darts.
Often you're walking along, and the first impression is of this very strong, decaying organic smell. And when you get into that environment, you know that this is an ice patch that has been actively melting, and there's a pretty good chance that you're going to be finding something old.
The smell comes from ancient piles of caribou dung. Hare says the dung indicates where the animals congregated and also where early travelers hunted for their dinner. As researchers pick up garbage left by ancient travelers, they say they're also finding clues about the past climate. The Smithsonian's Fitzhugh says ancient plant life in these hunting areas, for example, may tell us what the climate was like thousands of years ago.
By piecing together these stories from archaeological sites and taking samples from bogs and swamps, you can eventually reconstruct climate patterns. And this is what everybody's very interested in today, as to where are we headed now.
As the temperature increases across these Arctic and subarctic regions, it may be affecting the modern-day descendants of these ancient people. Fitzhugh travels to Mongolia this summer to study a tribe of reindeer herders whose animals are growing hungry as the plants they depend on disappear. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.
You can see those ancient throwing darts and other great defrosted items on our website at npr.org.